But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, so now we're going to get into the basics of dream interpretation today. You know, as I was preparing all of the material to go through this entire series, I realized that I'm certainly not going to be able to do this with four. It's probably going to be more like five or six different sessions that we'll have in order for me to cover it, because there are categories within dream interpretation that I would need to talk about separately, like colors and numbers and vehicles and things, people in dreams. So each one of those is going to take a little bit of time, and I don't want to make this a 4-hour video, or B, not give you information that would really help you to interpret your dreams properly. So I just decided that I just need to keep going until I cover all of the really big main areas. And I want to say that as we go along and I touch on certain subjects, if you have questions, please ask them in the comment section. Just ask the questions and I will go ahead and make sure that I include it in future videos or address it somewhere in the study guide or somewhere. Anyway, that's it. Let me get started. Let me pray and then I'll get started here, jumping right in. Lord God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for the breadth and the depth of your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord. And even though I know that you are just imparting portions to us, because we know in part, we don't have the full picture, Lord, I still thank you for the pieces that you allow us to know. Thank you for enlightening us by your Spirit to your truth. And I pray as we go along here that you'll just pour more of your Spirit upon us, of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation into dreams and interpreting dreams, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful way in which you use it to communicate with us, Lord, that it is beautiful and hidden and just a glorious thing that you've given us. And I love it. Even though I resisted at first, I do love it. And I thank you for the ingenious ways that you found to talk to your people. I bless you, Lord, and I ask you to bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so, you know, as I said before, when I first started with this, I didn't like it one bit. My dreams, my dream history is that I would say that I didn't really have a lot of dreams growing up. I would have this one reoccurring dream, and I'll quickly touch on reoccurring dreams, in that I was always running through this building, like this big commercial building, and I would run to the top floor, and then when I got to the end of the hallway, there was like this arch doorway that didn't have, it's like a window, but a big window like a door, and I would just jump out off the window. And I would be falling. You ever have those dreams like you're falling from a building? And so I would be falling, and this was a reoccurring dream. I would see myself running through this building all the way to the top, to the end, jump off. Okay, so reoccurring dreams. What's that? Well, there is something that you need to address. And until you handle that thing, you'll keep getting the same dream over and over again, because God is trying to tell you something, and until you stop and address it, it won't stop. Okay, so that kept for quite some time during my teenage years, and then it turned from, I would wake up before I hit the ground, right? Then it changed from that to I would jump out, I'd start falling. Then instead of falling to the ground, it would go a step further, and then all of a sudden I would start flying, right? basically what this means is, obviously, I'm running from something and jumping out a window or a door like you're gonna fall is the feeling of being out of control. So basically, because you can't stop yourself from falling if you're coming from stories up, right? Heading down. So basically, I was running from something that I felt totally out of control of, like I couldn't control the situation. So I didn't address it, I just ran from it. And so that transformed into me, instead of falling to the ground, flying, which is the fact that the Lord is gonna take me out of that situation. Okay, when you're flying and soaring, you're above whatever is going on. So that went on for some years in my teenage years, and then it stopped. Obviously, I addressed it, but back then I didn't understand anything about dreams, so I didn't stop to say, okay, Lord, what is this? And what am I supposed to address here? So that's a little segment on reoccurring dreams and why they happen. So you need to have them interpreted so you know what you need to do in order to stop having those types of dreams. Anyway, so my whole life and my whole childhood, I can't tell you that I remember any dreams other than those recurring dreams. So when I got saved, my dream life didn't really start until 1 year, on the exact 1 year anniversary of my spiritual birthday was my first dream, because God was basically shifting the way in which he was talking to me. So that started with the dreams, and then he cut off pretty much talking to me in my spirit as he did before. And I really didn't like that, because, you know, you have the clarity of the Lord speaking to you directly as opposed to you now having to go and interpret symbols. Who wants to do that? It was hard. So I kind of resisted it at first, and I thought, I'm just gonna ignore this. And it would go on, and he was giving me dreams. I would say I was getting like 3 or 4 dreams each week minimum. Obviously something switched here, and I was resisting learning about it. And I think that went on for months, and I just was like, what is going on, Lord? Why don't you just tell me? Why do I have to like research what these things mean? And so finally, it just got to the point where I was like, I need to learn this, because it was very clear to me he was trying to communicate something to me, and resisting was just silly, especially after reading the story of Joseph and seeing Daniel and how God used dreams to tell the future to the person, or save them from different things, or put them in a position where they need to operate through a dream. He would reveal these things. And if you think about it, I mean, no one knows what your dreams are. It's such a personal way in which God communicates with you directly. It's a direct message from the Lord. So why would I not want to know what they mean? And even in the New Testament, he spoke in parables. He spoke in parables. So in a sense, your dream is like a parable. You know, he's giving you a message in a way that it's hidden and it's veiled. And it's for you to search it out so that you know where to go and what to do. And it's a very private and intimate thing. So, you know, if you are a dreamer, what you don't want to do is constantly rely on other people to tell you what your dreams mean. You want to go and find out what they mean for yourself, okay? Yes, you're going to need some help to get there, but eventually, you want to get to the point where you can interpret your dreams. That leads me into something else. There is no comprehensive dictionary of every single dream symbol. It doesn't exist. If you think about everything that exists in the world, it would be like saying, I somehow have this thing that has every single dream symbol in the entire world. It does not exist. Okay, so You can read all the books you want on dreams. There's not going to be one book that has every symbol in it. It just isn't. And so I believe just as much as he has given you dreams, or me dreams, to communicate with us on a personal level, he uses dreams as a point of contact for intimacy with him. You have to go back to him with that dream, and he uses this to deepen your relationship with him, right? You're in a community, in a communion with him, asking about what he said. I don't think he's going to ever create a scenario where you're always going to go to somebody else for the answers. The Lord wants a personal relationship with you. And he does this through dreams sometimes, in that no one might be able to interpret some of the symbols that you're getting. You know, it doesn't matter. Anyone that does dream interpretation, I've been doing it for a while. And do I know everything? No. There is no one that interprets dreams that knows everything. You're going to get stumped at some point. Come up with a symbol or something where you're like, I have never seen this before. And how are you going to get the answer? You could go ask someone else. Sometimes I'll ask other people, hey, I'm seeing this. I don't know what this means. And I will get help from others if I don't understand. But ultimately, it's back to the Lord. Sometimes he'll answer right away. Other times it's like a process of discovering what it means, right? So he uses it to keep that connection of the personal relationship going. Remember this. So if you are a dreamer, you get dreams. Learn how to interpret your own dreams. At the beginning of the year, Missionaries of Prayer, we have a fast. On the fast, I invite people to send me their dreams, and I help with the interpretation of these dreams. I do this for the first year that everyone is on the fast. By the time it rolls around to year number two, especially when I know the person and I'm like, this is a dreamer, I push people to interpret their own dreams. Because this is one of those things, if you don't get pushed into doing it, you might not. It's just so much easier to go ask someone else, right? So I do this as a way to teach people. And I always say there is no wrong answer. Try. Make an attempt. And if you make an attempt and I see, okay, you made an attempt, I'll help you to sort it out from that point. But you have to try, okay? All right, so now we're going to go into the basics. All right. First thing you're going to do when you get a dream, like I said last week, when you wake up, you want to record the time. What time was it? What do you do with the time? The time you're going to use to look up scriptures. Yes, that's your first point, okay? I woke up at 1:32 a.m. Okay, how about you pick up the Bible, start with Genesis, look for every single chapter 1, verse 32. And read all of them. And usually when I say this to people, they're like, you expect me to go through the whole Bible and read it? Yes, I do. I mean, like, you have to read your Bible. So what will happen when you do this is you're going to realize that of all the ones you read, one of them is going to line up with the dream. And that becomes your scripture that the Lord will use to speak to you. Because I promise you, when you interpret the dream, the time will coincide with the scripture. Okay, now it could either be 1:32, or sometimes I've seen that it's actually chapter 13 verse 2. Okay, so you want to look at it that way. Or perhaps it's Psalm 1:32. Okay, so think of the numbers 1:32. So it's 1:32, or it's 13:2, or it's 1:32. All right. That is how you use the time that you recorded. The next thing you can do with the time is look it up in the Strong's Concordance. The Concordance has basically, it's a numerical association with terms in the Bible. So if you just Google Strong's Concordance 132, a word will come up, and the word, there'll be all these meanings for the number associated with the word, okay? That's what you do with the time. Two, record the people in the dream. Who was in the dream? Were you in the dream or were you observing the dream? And the people in the dream, you need to record their names, because the names mean something, okay? Because sometimes in dreams, we're going to talk about people in dreams later, but you need to record who was in the dream. Who are these people? Okay. Next thing, if you have multiple dreams in one night, and this happens sometimes, what you want to do is record the dreams in the order in which you got them. This was the first dream, this was the second dream, this was the third dream, this was the fourth dream. Because that is like a whole story being listed in one night. And what happens there is like you're reading a book, and so it becomes chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4. And you will realize that all of them are actually connected. They're just different scenes and segments of the same story. So this is important. Next thing you want to do is you want to record how you feel. That is because sometimes you could be in a dream and everything looks perfect, but you might realize that internally you're scared, or you're like, something's going on here. You want to record your feelings, because this is also gonna play a role in the interpretation, especially if your feelings don't match the scene or the scenario. Okay, next thing you want to record are the colors. Any kind of colors that were stood out to you, if it stood out, you want to write that down. And that's it. Okay, so these are the important things, because now you are going to use all of this information to find the interpretation, to start looking up the symbols, okay? The steps to interpret your dreams now would sound like this. The first thing you want to do is to pray and ask the Lord for the interpretation. That is your easiest route. Okay, well, I already told you last week. First thing you want to say is, God, is this dream from you? Yes, it's from God. Okay, Lord, can you give me the interpretation of this dream? Please give me the ability to interpret this, and please give me the interpretation. Listen, I was working with a lady the other day, and I told her to give it a shot. I was like, go ahead and try to interpret your own dream. And she had never done this before, and she's a dreamer. And she sends the interpretation back to me. And I read the interpretation, and there was not one thing in there that I could correct or add. She had it perfect. And I was like, you've done this before. And she says, no, this is my very first time. And I was in shock, because I can't say I've ever met someone who naturally has the gift of interpretation. The people that I meet normally, they have to kind of study to get it. Study a little bit. I had to study also to get it. She had it immediately, just from praying and asking the Lord. He gave her the full interpretation of the dream. I mean, the full interpretation, and it was perfect. So that's the first thing you want to do, okay? The second thing you want to do is to search the Bible online for the symbols, okay? So let's say there was a car. You're gonna go and search online Bible verses with cars, Bible verse with trees, the color red in the Bible, right? Ball headed in the Bible. You want to find every instance in the scripture where that particular symbol appeared. And what you're going to do is you're going to read through all the scriptures to find the context. You're going to hear me say this word a lot. Context. Because what will happen is, in the dream, the symbols on their own, sometimes they can have different meanings when they combine with the other things in the dream. So you have to look at the context of the symbol. A lot of symbols can have positive and negative interpretation for the same symbol. So when you understand the context where this particular symbol was used in the Bible, you're then able to deduce a meaning from the Bible. Because what we're talking about here is biblical interpretation of dreams, not some other way or form to interpret a dream, that the biblical interpretation. So therefore, you have to search the Bible to get the biblical interpretation. And you do that by just putting the keyword in a Google search, you know. Light bulb in the Bible, you know, whatever it may be, look it up. You might find it, you might not. Okay, but this is a good place to start. And then you're going to have to read all the scriptures and find, look at the context and go, okay, it means this in this scenario and this in this scenario. Okay, next one. All the symbols together tell the story. Okay, so let's go with a color, black. If you see someone in the dream and they had black eyes, obviously that is going to be something demonic or evil. But the color black in itself is not negative all the time, okay? Because if you had a dream, or if I had a dream and I said I was going to an event and I was wearing a black cocktail dress and my husband was dressed in a tuxedo and we jumped into a black limousine, that's not evil symbolism. That's how you get dressed to go to a formal or a black tie event. This is normal. So black in that context means one thing, but black in the context of, you know, their skin was like pitch black, not like a black person, but just unnaturally black. That's a different context. So this is why I'm saying symbols by themselves, you're not get the full meaning that way. You have to look at the whole dream and how it presented itself in the dream. What was the context in which the color or the thing was used? Okay, next thing, use common sense. I know that this sounds like so. Use common sense. I just said it to you. The black dress and the husband in the black tuxedo. This isn't bad. They're going to a formal event. That's just common sense. You know, you don't need to look up that symbol. This is normal. So use common sense. That's a part of it too. If you see something in a dream, ask yourself, what is this used for? What do people do with this? That can help you to interpret and find the meaning. It's just common sense, all right? Okay, next one. Sometimes it's not just about the individual messages, the individual symbols. You almost have to zoom out and look at the message of the dream. So that's a good place to start. I'm going to zoom out on this, and instead of picking apart all the little symbols, especially if you can't really figure out most of it, what is the message of the dream? What is God trying to tell me here? And I promise you, if you do that, that's half the battle. This was good, or this was bad, or I think he's telling me not to get involved in this. You might not know every single detail, but you picked up on the message in the dream. Look for the message. Okay. And then, if you seriously cannot figure it out, after looking up all the symbols, or sometimes you can get parts of it, and then there are other pieces where you're like, I have no idea why this, and I have no idea why that, but I think this is significant. You want to go back and ask the Lord, okay, Lord, can you give me another dream or bring something else to give me clarity on this? Do you know what he's going to do? He's going to give you another dream with symbols, different symbols. But if you interpret that dream, it's literally a retelling of the previous dream that you couldn't figure out. He is so gracious to make sure that you get it and you understand. But you have to try, you know, try a little. Okay. I have found over the years that what has helped, I'm not saying you have to have this, but really what has helped is having word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and the gift of prophecy, okay? Because those spiritual giftings actually help you interpret dreams as well, okay? Most people that are interpreting dreams, they have these gifts. That's where it's coming from, okay? But like I said in the beginning, before I even knew about these gifts or started even really flowing in them the way that I do now, I looked it up. Look up the symbol. Pray into it, okay? Now, what else? Let's see what time we have. Okay, let's quickly touch on people in dreams and then we'll close it here. People in dreams. Your mom could be your mom in your dream, but it could also be the Holy Spirit, right? In the Hebrew, I believe the word Ruach HaKodesh is a feminine word. So your mom in the dream could be the Holy Spirit. Your dad could be your dad, but it could also be God the Father. Your brother could be your brother. It could also be Jesus. So don't just think that because these people are there that they are actually themselves. No, you have to look at the context. What's going on? What are they doing? What are they saying to you? To make a determination if this is actually God. That's not my father. That's God the Father. Okay, next thing is, what about people that you no longer associate with? Let's say that there are people that you used to know and you're no longer friends with them for whatever reason. And then all of a sudden now you start seeing them in your dreams, okay? And so you're thinking, wow, are they gonna come back? Yes and no, possibly. Okay, now, what you have to do in these instances is say, when I think about this person, what kind of spirit is on this person? So if in your mind you're thinking, this person is a liar, God is just telling you that there is someone in your circle of who you're hanging out with that's a liar. It's the spirit. But in order for you to identify, he had to put someone that had the same spirit as the person you're dealing with now that you might not even know. If you know that the person you see in your dream is incredibly competitive, or they're very jealous, or they're incredibly envious, he's telling you that there's someone in your life now that has that same spirit. But if he were to show that person in the dream, you wouldn't pick up on the fact that they're carrying the same spirit. So he has to use someone from your past that you associate with that spirit to show you that person in your life. Now, what you would do with that is pray and say to the Lord, who is it that is in my life right now that has that same spirit? And you will know. Okay, next thing. If you start to dream about people that you know of them, but you don't really know them, for example, if it's a famous ball player, or it is anyone that you know of them, but you don't really know them, or you dreamt that you met this person, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to meet that person. No. Sometimes what God is trying to impart to you is that there is an aspect of that person that you're going to come in connection with. Okay, so let's use me as an example. Let's say, well, I can tell you right now, there was someone who was coming to my city and she wanted to meet with me because she had a dream that she was going to meet me in person. And it turned out that it didn't work out because my schedule, it just didn't work out. I couldn't do it. And she was very upset because in her eyes, this meeting had to happen, must happen, has to happen because she had had a dream about it, right? And then she thought that there was some kind of demonic opposition why we couldn't meet. That wasn't it at all, okay? It was that it wasn't really me in her dream, okay? What do I represent? So whatever I represent to you, that's what you're meeting. If you think of me as the teacher, you're going to meet someone that's about to teach you some things in life. Or maybe my role in your dream is the teacher. If you think of me as the prophetic voice that you listen to, okay, God's about to give you something prophetic. That's what it is. You're meeting that, okay? Now, my name means the people's victory, okay? I am victory for the people. So you're meeting victory, okay? So God's just telling you, you're about to become victorious in some area of your life. It could mean any of that. So the people don't necessarily represent who they are in your dreams. Sometimes they do. Other time you have to say, what does this person mean to me? And if it's not what do they mean to me in that sense, then what does their name mean? Which is why it's good for you to always record someone's name when you're writing out your dreams. Because in recording the names, you can now go online, meaning of the name Nicole, meaning of the name Susan. You're dreaming, you're seeing your coworkers, it might not be them. Meaning of the name Miriam. Because God is giving you something that is attached to them. That's what you're coming in connection with. It could be them, could not be them. But I'm just saying, that's how you get the full interpretation. Okay? Same thing. Now, let's move into another segment of people in dreams. Celebrities in dream. And I'm going to give you a dream to further explain it to you. Celebrities in dream doesn't mean you're necessarily going to meet that celebrity. What do they mean to you? What's the significance of that person? Okay, so again, if it's someone who, let's say you yourself are a basketball player and you are trying to get into being famous, or God told you you would be that. It's you meeting that destiny, basically, is what that would be. Now, if it's somebody that there's no association with line of work, then you have to look at the meaning of the person's name again. And the second thing is their birth date. You can find the birthday of every celebrity online. If you look it up, it's there. Look them up. And so what's going to happen is, if you look at the dream in a whole, what's going on in the dream, God is telling you the things in the dream are going to happen around the time of the person's birthday. That's the month and the day. Not necessarily the exact day, but the month and the date in that area, you're gonna have that dream will happen then. That's what you're looking for with celebrities. Yes. What's the meaning of the name? How does this person's life fit into mine? Are there any similarities there? Is this something God is bringing me into? Because you could be meeting that destiny, is what it means, as well as what's going on in the dream is going to happen around the same time as that person's birth date, which you have to look it up. Okay, so let me give you one. So there is a dream. By the way, all the dreams that I'm going to share with you, I have the permission of the people who had the dream to share them. So this is a dream with a celebrity in it. Two celebrities, for that matter. There is Blake Lively and there is Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to put the screen up, the photo up on the screen so you see them. And these two people actually are married to each other. So the dream goes as such. She is walking around in a neighborhood and all the people are out walking and talking, and she sees Blake Lively. And Blake Lively is there friendly, talking to everyone, and all the people see her and they're all surrounding her and talking to her, and they were doing some kind of community event. And so she goes over and, you know, she's interacting with her as well. And she says that she doesn't quite remember what they were talking about. It was just that they were all working together in that community. Suddenly, as she's there with Blake, she's thinking, oh, I wonder if Ryan Reynolds is here too. She's looking around. She doesn't see him yet. Then all of a sudden, bombs start falling from the sky, like there are bombs dropping. And so they run and everybody scatters and they're all hiding behind things to take cover from these bombs. So after a few bombs fall, she then comes out and the people just start talking again as if nothing happened. Like this was normal for bombs to be falling from the sky. So they're there and they're talking to Blake again, and they can just pick up and continue like it didn't just happen. So then she notices in the background that she did see Ryan walk by. And so he goes by and she like sees him now. She's like, oh, good, I get to meet him too. But before she could go over and say anything to him, here comes the bombs again, dropping from the sky. Everybody scatters and starts hiding again as the bombs are dropping all over. And again, they come out and just start walking around like it's normal. That was the dream. Is this person gonna meet Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? Maybe not. It wasn't about that. Okay, so again, we're looking at the context of the celebrity in the dream and what the dream means. First of all, you have a scenario where bombs are falling out of the sky and these people are acting like this is normal. Bombs come, you take shelter, then you come back out and you live life. So the setting already says this is in an area in the world where a lot of war happens, to the point where it has become normalized. It's a part of their life, okay? The meeting of Blake Lively. Well, the meaning of the name Blake, it means dark. So that within itself says that they're gonna meet with something that's dark. It's not a good symbol. It has nothing to do with her. It's the meaning of her name in this context, dark, which means this is not a good dream. And you already knew from the bomb dropping, even though the people are out talking and laughing, that this is not a good scenario. Okay, so with Blake Lively, it was the meaning of her name that was important to the context of the dream. Now we go over to Ryan. If you look up the meaning of his name, it doesn't fit the whole scenario. So now you have to say, okay, it doesn't fit the scenario here, so let's look at his birthday. And so his birthday is October 23rd. So to me, the date is important with the context of the rest of the dream. And so I would say that some kind of war is gonna start around October 23rd. Doesn't have to be the exact date, round about the date, right? Now, we all already know what happened on October 7th. Don't we? Right. So, this dream came after that. So what this is saying, this is a prophetic dream that a similar scenario is going to happen again around October 23rd. So look for that. So anyway, that is how I would, that's just a broad paint over it without digging in too much details. But just, that's just giving you an idea of how people in dreams and celebrities show up, that it's not necessarily them, doesn't mean you're gonna meet them. It's what do they mean and why are they there and what their birth date and the meaning of the name and the context of the dream, which one do you use and how do you use it, okay? So that's it. I'm going to stop here for today, and next week I will most certainly continue, and we are going to look at colors in dreams next week. Let's see how far we get with that topic, and then we'll also talk about different vehicles. All right, so that's it. I hope that this was very helpful to you. Lord, I just thank you, God, for how you speak to us, how you communicate with us, Lord, through the word, through symbols and dreams that we could find in your word, and that we, you give us common sense and spiritual gifts to help us along the way. Just ask that we would be mindful and be good stewards of what you've given us, Lord, that we'll be able to use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, remember, study guide is down below. You can click on that for more information, additional resources. The other thing I'm going to leave for you in the description is a link to a dream search dictionary that we have on our website. Like I said, you're not gonna find every single symbol in there, but you might find some. So I say use it, you never know. And if you have any questions on this topic, ask it in the comments. All right, have an amazing week and I'll see you next time, bye. Hey, just wanna say thanks for watching. And if you have any questions about this video or just any topic related to Christianity, church, just leave it in the comments. Would love to interact with you.